EY.com.
There's nothing like the home team bringing home the Lombardi Trophy. Sorry for all you Patriot fans, but here's how we begin America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Listen to the fans as they welcome and celebrate the Giants' 21-17 victory over the Pats in the Super Bowl. Yeah, they were shouting MVP, and who was the MVP? Well, that would be Mr. Eli Manning.
There truly is no rather place I'd be, rather be than right here, right now, with the greatest fans in the world. This is really so sweet. I just want to say thank you one more time. Thank you very much.
Yeah. In the meantime, in Boston, on the radio shows and the newspapers and everywhere else, and in every little pub, they were hanging Mrs. Tom Brady in effigy, at least verbally, because she criticized the wide receivers for dropping balls that Tom had thrown their way that would have made a difference in the Super Bowl. So Gisele Brady, who has a huge mansion, by the way, in Beverly Hills, better hang out on the left coast for a while because they're not real happy with her in the East Coast, especially in the Boston area. All right, speaking of not being happy, and we're going to get to some results in a second for the Republicans in the primary and the caucus because that's huge news. But before we go beating that drum that you've heard now 1,000 times, Eric Cantor has talked about jobs while the congressman who leads the House, the Speaker of the House, also has talked about payroll tax cuts for a long time, but yet we still are mired in problems with jobs, and we still don't have any kind of a decision on the payroll tax cut, whether or not they're going to continue it, or it's just going to be a Band-Aid for the next couple of months. So while the Republicans who want to be president were out in Minnesota, Colorado, and Missouri, these guys were back in the House with plenty of complaints about the Obama administration.
Growing means we've got to all come together, set aside differences. And what we're continuing to hear from the White House and some on the other side of the aisle is politics of division. You don't grow by dividing this country. You grow by multiplying.
We want to extend this program, but we're going to continue that this spending ought to be offset with reductions in spending elsewhere.
All right, so nothing's happening fast in that direction. Let's tell you what happened with Rick Santorum. He cleared the board in all three states. So what does that mean? A handful of delegates. Minnesota was a big win for Santorum, but also it was big for Ron Paul because he got a big chunk of the vote, and Ron Paul really, really appeals to a lot of younger people who, let's see if they get more active in some of these other states, but they were in Minnesota. Santorum, 21,420 votes. Ron Paul, 13,023. So Santorum had 45% of the vote in the caucus to Paul's 27%. Mitt Romney, and there's still more numbers that would come in because it's not all every single place reporting. Romney, 8,090, so that's 17%. Gingrich, 5,128, that's 7%. Delegates, though, you look at Santorum, and that would be 6 right at this point. Paul, 4, Romney, 2, and Gingrich, 1. But big for Santorum and big for Ron Paul because he comes in second in that contest. Then you had Colorado, and Colorado is one of those quirky places with voting. You can serve up all kinds of different flavors, and trust me, they're going to sample the different flavors. So Rick Santorum, 26,372, 40% of the vote. Mitt Romney, 2,875, 35%. Gingrich after that with 8,394. I just want to give you the solid number because everybody's asking about numbers. Ron Paul, 7,713. So delegate-wise, if we were to break that up, 5 for Santorum, 4 Romney, 2 Gingrich, and 1 for Paul. And they have almost all of the precincts in, by the way. Missouri, the primary is a non-binding contest, so nothing there to take home, nothing to leave with, if you will, when we're counting delegates, because that's ultimately, it's all about the numbers. It's why we do We Can Count. Yes, we mix up different kinds of numbers, but in politics, you're trying to get numbers. People to vote, people to get out there for the primaries, people that will give you the nomination at the convention, and then the big numbers in the presidential race to win the race. So as we spin the wheel of fortune, and no, we're not drunk, reference to Pat Sajak, we look ahead to Maine being the next stop, and in the next couple of weeks, still a little bit of time in between, there will be another debate. And I think people are just primed for this whole thing. They're into this political process. And I'm not just talking about people who say, I'm going to vote Republican, rather. People who are going to vote Democratic or aren't sure where they're going to go are watching. They're pulling back the curtain and watching what's happening. One thing that infuriates all of us, it's the same old thing, is it's no good when you walk around with no money in your pocket and you got kids to feed and you have trains to take to get to work, so you have to have money to cough up for a ticket. Or you got to get in the car, like most of us, and drive somewhere. Gas prices are shooting up. Here's what the public thinks about that.
They can't afford those prices with everything else going up. I think grocery stores going up. Rents are going up.
I think $4 is kind of a good boundary between where you can tolerate and where you can't.
Yeah, she said, the high water mark, she said, is the one I say. You hit $4 and then everybody's in a panic. And they're thinking of any way they can to lower that number. Because no matter what you say, $4 is the point where people start to really say, I can't do this anymore with everything that's gone up. But yet we keep hearing that things are turning around. And you heard from the voices there, that's certainly not the case for most people. I don't know who it's turning around for, but for people who are in the middle class, certainly the lower middle class, they're not feeling that. They're not feeling that things are turning around. They're feeling that everybody has their hand out for more money with taxes going up and with grocery prices going up, because you got to think about the gas. What happens with the gas prices? It is ultimately passed on to who? You and me, baby, the consumer. They are trucking our food in and jacking up the price for a head of lettuce and everything else along the way. That's what happens. It gets passed on to us. Yep, absolutely. Which is why consumer borrowing probably rose $19.3 billion in December. I think people forget that they were doing well with their credit cards when December hits because they just want to be happy. Whether it's Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever, they don't want to think about debt or problems. And so what does that mean? That means that, yeah, we're going to spend, and just not worry about it. We're going to put it off for another day. All right, meet us on the B side. We're going there next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kay Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Wow, something we can all relate to. So scary, the kind of security you have to have nowadays to prevent, you know, your life from being hacked apart. No joke. Cars, the latest thing. You think of your cell phone, you think of course, the computer, and now this concern over cars and car thieves. Not that we didn't worry about that before, but boy, there's a real security weakness that they can exploit, and they are exploiting. Perfect time to have Jeff Farr on the show. He's a hacking expert. He's got a whole system, Farr Systems. If you go to farrsystems.com, you can check it out. Jeff, I'm sure this is your game, so you're a cybersecurity expert and hacking expert guy, and so it was a matter of time. But boy, from what I understand from some of the cops that I've talked to around the country, this thing is widespread. There's all kinds of ways and all kinds of car thieves out there that just are just salivating at the chance to get your car. Why is it so widespread? What's happening?
Well, I think the problem is we're putting more and more electronics. I say problem. That's some a problem and some a good thing. We're putting more and more electronics in the modern vehicle. It wasn't too long ago that we, wasn't very long ago at all, that we just had an electronic, a fob to open the door. And now it's just getting more and more and more sophisticated. And that gives more opportunities, if you will, more doors for hackers to come in.
Yeah, boy, and more. And so it's easy for them. What do they do? It's easy to encrypt what you have, hypothetically. Is that what it is?
Well, it's not so much encrypt. It all depends on the motivation of the hacker. Okay, so that I can take that a little bit. If someone is just trying to get in and look for your CDs or whatever is in your car, that's just more of a breaking and entering kind of thing. If somebody's actually trying to steal your car, that's kind of a different motivator. And that'll be a more sophisticated hacker. So a lot of times when we're looking at this, we're actually trying to look at what type of person is trying to get in and what vulnerabilities are they looking to exploit.
Yeah, so what would you advise? I mean, what can we do? You know, that's what I want to know. If you tell me, give me the ABCs, what do I do, Jeff, to protect myself, my car?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, number one, this is an automotive industry problem. It's not like it's just, you know, Ford or it's just Chevy. This is, in general, as these cars are getting more sophisticated, more electronics, they're racing to get the new feature. What they are don't have the time or the effort or not putting the effort into yet is, how do I keep all this stuff secure? All this stuff talks to each other. So it's not so much the end consumer is going to have to solve this. The automotive industry has to solve this as a whole. And it's a big push right now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, you know, I mentioned your website, Far Systems, and your whole thing is about getting in front of this is what I think. That's what I take it to mean, you know, better business outcome. So if that's a better business outcome, then it's being, you know, transforming it yourself to realize, okay, here's some things that you can do. What do you tell, like, let's say you have a company, because we know the computer is the main thing, getting into the computer, if we switch from the car to the computer, what do you tell IT teams about developing some kind of strategy or something that they can do to be more on alert for some of the things that can happen to your systems?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that happens is, everybody is, all companies, everybody is worried about, you know, the bottom line, the dollar. And so security tends to be one of those things that does not get elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to put in a new system, or you're trying to new features, whatever, and security lags. Then what we try to do is, all right, guys, let's talk about what are the risks. What would happen if all of a sudden there was a widespread, back to our automotive, what if there's a widespread way to get into a car easily, or maybe to manipulate the braking system or something of that nature? What would that do to the company, to the brand? Then all of a sudden it gets in perspective. This is a big deal. Then you can start get the companies to say, wait a minute, we need to focus our time, effort, and our money. This is an insurance policy, if nothing else. I think that's really one of the ways we go at trying to get a company to see the importance of this issue.
Right, because if what does it cost them versus what security costs you, this is something that you can't think about that, oh, don't worry about it, because this is something that could cost you maybe in some cases hundreds and thousands of dollars, or, you know, maybe millions. I mean, it depends on what you do for a living, what the company is. I noticed, because I went to your website and I was checking out some cases that you worked on. I saw something about the Boy Scouts of America and trying to help them and, you know, what their strategy was. What did you do for them specifically that some other companies could also use?
Well, you know, we've done, Boy Scouts has been a long-time client of ours, and we've done multiple things for them. One of the things that kind of fits in this whole hacking security thing that I think is, you know, not necessarily unique, but it's very important to the Boy Scouts, is they have, you know, children. I mean,
yeah.
So security is a very big issue about if you're going to have someone's child's name, date of birth, you know, address, phone numbers, things like that. So they take that very seriously. And so when we were looking at a content management system or as you would say, like the website presence for Boy Scouts, one of the things they wanted to do was to, like any company, they wanted to make it more fun, you know, kind of a Disney kind of thing or something to draw, you know, boys to scouting. And we spent a huge amount of time talking about the security issues of what can and can't happen. When do you have to have parental consent? You know, those kinds of issues. And so that was one of the things we did with Boy Scouts that turned out very successful.
Yeah, no kidding. That's great. And you know what? And that makes me think of these universities. There were a lot of, I shouldn't say a lot, but there was a bunch of universities that were hacked into, and people were sent notices saying, gee, sorry, here's what happened. Your Social Security number could have been compromised. We don't know, blah, blah, blah. And that's happened a bunch, you know, not just in universities, but we've seen this happen in other companies, too, as well. And then they're stuck, and they've got to send these letters out. And then ultimately, when you're the person that gets that letter, because your information was on file somewhere, really there's not much you can do. You just have to hope that something disastrous doesn't happen, that they don't take your, because, I mean, Jeff, isn't this true? It's your, when you're talking about, like, Social Security numbers, that's the key. That's the holy grail. Yeah, that's the holy grail. You don't want anyone to get that, because if they get in there, they can just do serious damage. And does that happen more than we think?
Oh, it absolutely does. And two things that you said I think are very key. That gets back to that motivated, you know, what is this particular motivator? Someone who hacks a website can be a teenager, can be a college kid, and it's basically vandalism. You know, they'll put up porn on a website, you know, kind of a thing, but they're not looking to financially gain. When you get into identity theft and someone starts to get Social Security numbers or like birth dates, those kinds of things, then that gets more into organized crime, and it is it's a huge industry. It's also much safer for those type of criminals because they can go get a gun, go down to the convenience store, and hold somebody up. Well, that's dangerous and very risky, and the police are definitely going to get involved. If they get somebody's credit card number and charge, you know, $1,000 worth of electronics, number one, they're probably not going to get caught. Number two, it's too much trouble, and nobody was really in any serious danger. So, you know, when we look at the hacking, we look at both who's doing it and for what reasons. We also look at how easy is it and what are the targets and those kinds of things. One of the things you said, we talked about Social Security numbers, that's an identity theft. It's huge. Going back to the part about when a company has a breach.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. Somebody went to the airport. Somebody stole their laptop or they lost their laptop.
Ugh.
And there was customer data on the laptop. It happens all the time. The problem with that is for the company to find those all of that data, and there's a process they have to go through to identify the end user customer and notify them that they have been compromised. Is extremely expensive. For a lot of companies, that gets into the millions of dollars to remediate that. So it's a very, very costly and important problem that they all pay attention to.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I didn't even think about it from that aspect, but from the litigation side of it, it makes sense because of the damage they could do to so many customers in these companies. Wow, yeah, and it happens all the time, like you said. So be safe. That's the key message here, I'm certain. Jeff Farr, hacking expert, certainly. Check out Farr Systems, some of the stuff that we were just talking about, .com. Jeff, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, my pleasure.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I am a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Masters of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years, and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone, and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Coming up, we got a dungeon move related to the Super Bowl and the Patriots. It's a good one. You don't want to miss it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Before we do that, though, we're going to go to our pal Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, what's shaking in your world?
Looks like Mitt Romney's biting the dust.
Yeah, how about that? The so-called establishment guy, you're not going to foist him on us. They went for Santorum in, one, a non-binding thing when it comes to Missouri. But then you've got some of the delegates that went Santorum's way. So it was a big night for him.
He won Colorado, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he won Colorado, so he won all three.
And did Ron Paul come in second?
He came in second. It was a big night for Ron Paul.
He came in third, so he might have to do some thinking or doing something. Get his tank dogs out again or something.
Time for some negative campaign ads coming your way soon.
Yeah, he's going to have to send his hatchet man out there and try to do something to him. But I don't think he got too much on Rick Santorum. I mean,
No, I don't think there are. You talked to somebody in Pennsylvania and they got some things on Rick Santorum. And remember, he has a voting record, so there are things that people won't agree with, but from just, if you strictly wanted to look on a scorecard of conservatism, he meets the criteria. He does.
Yeah.
He meets the criteria. There's not much you can get on him there. And, you know, he's Catholic, so you look at what he's had to say about this contraception issue and life, and he's pro-life and all that. So there are a lot of things about Santorum that would make him pretty palatable to the people who would who are going to go and vote. Yeah.
Yeah. He's been watching these teenagers pull that Tourette syndrome. syndrome or whatever they got.
Yeah, it's not Tourette's syndrome. They were saying it was related. It's called hysterical. It's a hysterical teenage disease that when you get a group of these girls together that they could really affect each other is what they're saying.
I think that's kind of I think they're pulling a hoax on everybody. I think they decided to get together and pull something.
No, I don't know that it's a hoax. It does look like a hoax, but any of the parents, they would shoot you down in a second for saying that because they're saying it's true. They've seen it. They've been on all these different news shows. So I don't know. Why would the parents be in cahoots with the teenagers? I get it if the teenagers are doing it, but why would the parents play along?
Parents probably don't know about what they're trying to pull, but I've seen some scientists been watching them, doctors, and they said it's kind of a put-on thing they put on because they all got their makeup on and everything put on TV. Now, how you get makeup on if you're shaking and twist and all that?
Oh, Rick, a woman can get her makeup on when she's driving 90 miles an hour in a car. Just ask Danica Patrick.
Yeah, but if you shake your head and shake your arm, that'd be hard to do.
I know. It seems strange to me, too. I agree. I think it seems like an odd thing. But I did look it up, and there is a, quotes diagnosis of this that's happened in the past before. It is very odd. I agree. I'll give you that.
I think they're doing some or...
To get their 15 minutes of fame because they watched Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Get on YouTube or whatever they try to do.
Well, yeah, that's true. There is that thing now with kids. It is about being famous, getting your 15 minutes however you have to get it, whether you have to jump off a roof, do something on YouTube, whatever it is. I would agree with you. There's something about the celebrity thing that just has drawn in. It seems like almost anyone young, so sure.
Mm-hmm. And they're high school kids, too, so I think
pull a prank.
Yeah, because how does this happen all of a sudden, you know? Well, they're 14, 15-year-olds, and all of a sudden they just have to come up with this, you know, no symptoms at all when they're younger or anything like that, and then all of a sudden they got it.
I don't know. Here's what I say. I mean, have you ever been around somebody that makes you go crazy or feel like you're hysterical? Think about this. No. What if you sat next to Sarah Palin in the movies?
Oh.
Pass the popcorn, Mrs. Palin.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that movie to come out. I'm going to front row seat.
You are so bad. Keep two hands on the wheel. Rick, thanks for calling. All right, we move from Rick to Dan in Texas. Yo, Dan, long time no talk. How are you?
Long time no what, beautiful?
No talk. We haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
I was just explaining to Matt. He was saying the same thing to me. My daughter gave me this phone. Remember I called you one time and asked you how the voice was? Okay. Well, it went diddy-wappy, diddy-wappy, down tubes, and every time I try to use it, and call in, if the light would come on and it would ring and then it would go completely dead. So I finally had to switch back to this one that I've got here on the table, and that's what happened. And I'm
sorry.
All
right, so you're back. No, we're just happy you're back. We noticed, so that's good.
Thank you. I'm glad I was missed.
And
I'm really very, very appreciative of the notoriety that you've given me now.
There you go.
Okay. Centaurum, I think, won mainly because of the fact that there is a rebellion in this country against Obama's edict that birth control pills shall be used in any religious hospital whatsoever.
Yeah.
And the Catholics said, oh, yeah, take this, sucker. And so they went out and they showed their support for Santorum. I don't think Gingrich is completely dead. I don't have much... faith in Romney, and the reason the people in this country are underwater in their homes is because of the Democrats that were in control during the time of Bill Clinton when Janet Reno told all the banks, well, you better make these loans or we're going to investigate you. Now, I know where the bodies were buried, and as time went by, making loans to people that couldn't pay the loans
ridiculous.
They went under. But at the same time, selling derivatives and bundled all those mortgages and selling those derivatives, that put the hurt on everybody out here like you and me. I lost $95,000 on my property.
I know all of us lost money. Absolutely. It's infuriating.
I'm not going to get that back. But if you want to get this thing back to square one, get rid of the damn Democrats. And that whole routine that they pulled off with that thing of Bill Clinton put that in with Janet Reno back in it, that was all designed to create people that need the government. Barack Obama has got us to the point where we are the largest time on food stamps in our entire history. They've reversed the welfare programs that we put in under the Republicans, and we're going down the tubes fast. We're spending $1 million a minute in money that we don't have.
Oh, I like that statistic. It's a sad, twisted number, but you're absolutely right. The biggest problem that we have is this deficit and the fact that we cannot figure out a way to cut the government down. I mean, it's just too big. I'm sorry. Whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, sick of everything, I always say that, Dan, you have to open your eyes and listen, we got to agree on this. You have got to take an axe to the spending and stop it. They have to stop it. It's out of control.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Dan. So we move from Dan to the dungeon. Here's the scoop on the dungeon. I know all of you men out there love Giselle, and you envy, or at least some of you do, Tom Brady. I mean, on the babe meter, she rates high. Let's face it. That's why she, I think, makes the most of any model out there, or certainly has in her day. But she didn't do herself any favors when she went crazy about the wide receivers, blaming them for losing the Super Bowl, saying, you know, what was she supposed to do? So what's happened is in radio in Boston and all in other parts of the Northeast, people are just swearing, cursing out Giselle. The Boston Herald said, one of the columnists wrote, super foot in her super mouth again. They're calling her Yoko Ono. We've done that. I mean, that's an obvious reference, right? And they are just killing her. I mean, they are killing her in sports radio. They've been calling her Yoko Ono for a long time, but now there is the perfect example of it. So she just threw Wes Welker and Deion Branch and the rest of the receivers under the bus. And Wes Welker, yeah, he should have made that catch, absolutely. But, boy, she kicked him where you're not supposed to kick them. She's definitely not the woman behind the man, if you know what I mean. So, Giselle, baby, I'm sorry you're not used to it, but I think we need to put you in our prison. And Matt Johnson, who would love to get close to Giselle, has a chance to do it by throwing her in there. Go ahead, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
I don't know. Does anybody want to defend Giselle? I mean, she's an opinionated woman. She's a German. No, she's a Brazilian woman after all, right? She's a Brazilian woman. And she has opinions, so she's letting her opinions fly. And you know what? The people in Boston do not like it. I'm serious. They are just crucifying her. And I'll tell you what, she wouldn't be welcome in half the... I'm not kidding about this. She would not be welcome in half of the pubs in Boston because they were really, really upset when they heard some of the things that she had to say. They are not happy with Mrs. Brady. I mean, they're just killing her, roasting her all over the place. And, you know, here's the thing, that people are calling in saying she should have just kept her mouth shut and have gone on rants. I looked at something earlier today that somebody sent me, Boston.com. It was a blogger who wrote a rant against Tom Brady's wife. Like 1,500 words. Everybody has something to say about it. She might be worse off than Yoko Ono. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to mix it up, odds and ends.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In just a few weeks, the words, "Gentlemen, start your engines," will be emphasized even more when the Super Bowl of NASCAR starts the season off. More on the historic race next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of "what happened today at school," try "what was the best thing that happened today?" The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Daytona 500 is not only the first race of the season, but the most prestigious. All the eyes of the racing world and beyond will watch Florida as the best NASCAR drivers in the world race around the 2.5-mile oval, logging 500 miles and 200 laps. Richard Petty has won the most with 7. He grabbed his first in 1964, his last in 1981. Last year, Trevor Bayne was the first rookie to win, and this year, Danica Patrick gets into the starting lineup thanks to her racing team, Stuart Haas, agreeing with an alliance with Tommy Baldwin Racing. Owner points pushed them over the top, giving her the points she needed to qualify. Patrick will be in the number 10 car. She's just one of the many drivers who fans will watch for the entire day on February 26th to see who takes the checkered flag. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
as we head for the exits here for this hour of America tonight, quickly just a re-rack for you. Ooh, the Heartland loves Rick Santorum. He's been helped lately by a couple of the issues that are big, bad, and burning across the country. The whole flap over the Komen Foundation, Planned Parenthood, all that sort of stuff. Big when we're talking about contraception, and a lot of people love the fact that he is conservative through and through. However, I could definitely introduce you to some people in Pennsylvania who would disagree with a lot of things that Rick Santorum did as a senator most recently from that area, and some think that he skedaddled just in the nick of time. Regardless, on the national front, Rick Santorum does have some wind in his sails right now, because with the results in Colorado, Missouri, and Minnesota, he got all of those. Remember, Missouri, non-binding primary, Minnesota, some delegates at stake, Colorado, delegates at stake. And it's the race for the totals to get enough to push you over the top in the foot race, really, to get to Tampa, to get to the Republican convention, and then be declared ultimately the guy who's going to run against Barack Obama. So in Minnesota, the vote count is interesting to look at, because I want to give Ron Paul's campaign credit. Rick Santorum, if you wanted to look at the actual vote, finished with 20,955. And this is with, you know, 89 or so reporting, because that's still going to drag in. For Ron Paul, 12,675. Behind him, Romney. How about that? You're not used to seeing that. 7,899. Gingrich, 5,000. So the percent of the vote, Santorum, 45%. Ron Paul, 27%. If you looked at the actual delegates, it would be 6-4, 2-1. How's that? 6-4, 2-1. And this is in the great state of Minnesota, the caucuses that we're talking about. And it's the race to get the amount. It's all about the totals. The totals, that's the number they're racing for and toward a number, and they're very aware of the delegates. That's why strategically looking at where to campaign is so big. And it always has been. Am I going to take Florida? Am I concerned about South Carolina? What happens in Iowa, etc.? So officially, Santorum gets Colorado, 26,372 votes. That's 40% of the vote. Mitt Romney, a lot closer, 35%, 22,875. Newt Gingrich, 8,394. Ron Paul, very close to Gingrich in this one, 7,713. So if you're to break down the numbers, Santorum 40, Romney 35%. Santorum 5 delegates, Romney 4, Gingrich 2, and Ron Paul takes one from the handouts there. Next up is Maine, and there's a couple of delegates at stake there. So the band plays on, the show moves on, and eventually we're going to get to Super Tuesday. And then they're talking about a whole bunch of delegates, just under 500, with 10 different states weighing in. And this is on the Republican side. I feel compelled in this version of mixing it up in a, sort of an odds and ends in a way. I mean, it's all odds and ends recently on this show, because there's too many fascinating things that are buzzing around to not touch them, to just ignore them and focus completely on the politics that ail us, that infuriate us. But this is kind of, I think it's a ridiculous thing. Why do we have to have flaps over something that makes no sense to me? So you have a group of Republicans who are protesting the removal of a reference to God in the patch on a logo for the Air Force Rapid Capabilities Office. It's really, you know, the acronym is the RCO. Everybody knows it as the RCO. And what they did is they wrote a letter to the Air Force Secretary and the Chief of Staff, urging them, the Chief of Staff, the General, Norton Schwartz, urging them to restore the logo with the reference to God, because they've had that in there in the past. I mean, it's always been in there. So what happened is they're saying, oh, well, you know, we have to take, the suggestion is we've got to take out any reference to God because it's not fair to others. House Republicans passed a bill last month, if you were paying attention, that allows for religious symbols to be displayed on military memorials and cemeteries. This was a response to a federal appeals court decision that found a cross on a San Diego War memorial was unconstitutional. I don't know. Really, is that ridiculous? I mean, you're free to worship who you want to worship. I never get in anybody's pew, if you know, understand what I'm saying. You know, whatever anyone believes, whatever particular religion it is, or let's say somebody chooses to be an atheist or an agnostic, whether I agree with that or not, it doesn't matter. It's a personal choice. Why can't we therefore leave things that have been around for a long time? If somebody wants to have a cross on a memorial, why can't they have a cross? Is that a ridiculous argument? How offensive is that? See, it goes too far. The pendulum swings too far in the other direction, and I don't think people should be persecuted because they're Christian either, or they want that reference. It's like the In God We Trust, the motto. Why can't we just leave things the way they are? Why do we have to mess around with it? It's a waste of time. It makes no sense. And so in this, I really shook it off at first when I heard about the story, but then I looked a little bit further, and the patch has a saying on it in Latin, which is common for military patches, and the translation is doing God's work with other people's money. They then changed it last month to doing miracles with other people's money. You know, come on, give me a break here. Why can't they just leave it how it is? This is the thing, First Amendment. We're so picking and choosing what the First Amendment is. And, you know, ultimately taking out, going in the opposite direction. Why do we have to do that as a country? Why do we have to do that? It's like the prayer thing on the field. If somebody wants to say a prayer on the field, if the team say, okay, we're going to have a, bow your heads, we're going to have a prayer in the locker room. If somebody really was offended by that, they don't have to bow their heads. No coach is going to jump down their throat. That's not the way these teams roll. So I don't understand why we constantly have to get in the way of this. It just makes no sense. It makes people furious. It divides people where you don't need to necessarily have that division. Why do you have to have that division? It's just a stupid, stupid thing. And so here we go again. And I guess that's why they're protesting it, because they got so many letters from people who said, in the Air Force, why do we have to change this? Oh, well.
Fights an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.